Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
On overtime, Michael, why do you think Trump was so provoked by your play? Okay, I saw your play. I was in it a little bit. You had guests in your play. It's fantastic.
You made your Broadway debut with me.
No, I'd been on Broadway before.
Virginia Theater.
Oh, that's right. Your own show. That's right.
But Trump did really go ape. And was tweeting about it. What's the deal?
He waited till it was over. So I thought that showed discipline. He didn't sell any tickets for it. I think Trump's had a complicated relationship with me. The way that he's tweeted at me in the past and danced around without trying to get too angry, because I am his base.
Yeah.
I am his demographic. Mm-hmm. And I am an angry, middle-aged white guy from the Midwest. And
right.
I then am his, hopefully, worst enemy. Because the battle is to get as many of the people I grew up with to go with me and not with him. And we lost Michigan by 2 votes per precinct. That's
right.
It.
Right.
Two votes per precinct.
That's right.
And so I'm on a mission to make sure that doesn't happen again, not just in Michigan, but across the country. And he knows that. And he...
Well,
I've got this. I'm making a film about him, too, right now. He knows that. And he was on Fox News during the election last year, bragging about how he and I have had dinner a couple of times. And Michael Moore, he's a great guy. And he's doing this because he knows that crossover where I live, those 8 million Obama voters that voted for Trump, right, are also people who listen to me. And so we're in this battle for that group. That will probably decide the next election. He needs to come after me, and I say, bring it on.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Donna, how can Democrats effectively battle against gerrymandering, Republican gerrymandering?
We got to do what we did on Tuesday. That is, we have to win gubernatorial races. Next year, there are 36 gubernatorial races, including here in California, 10 of the top largest states. If we want to have veto power over bad maps, that's number one. Number two, we need more citizens.
It's not the legislature?
It's the legislature, but remember, the governors can veto. That's why it was so important to recapture that gubernatorial race. So, once again, we got to get out there. We got to vote. Next year is the key, because if we control state houses in 2018, we'll be able to reconfigure these districts in 2022.
The new saying is, when they go low, we go local.
Hey.
And that's how we're going to win it back.
Love that.
Sarah, do you think a conservative comedian would ever travel around the country and meet people with radically different beliefs like you did?
I don't know. I haven't met one.
Oh, yes, you know conservative comedian.
Who?
Dennis Miller.
Yeah, he was one of the first people I wanted to get on my show, because I interview people who have been changed.
Right.
And I didn't want to only, you know, but that way I got a hard no. I really don't know him, though. I was a huge fan. I loved his black and white special.
Yeah. No, he's a...
Who else?
Can I say something about...
Another...
I didn't know there were any.
Well, I bet you... I don't think the redneck tour, what do they call it? Jeff Foxworthy and... What is it?
But they're not political at all. I don't think...
I think, if anything,
they know to hide any political beliefs.
If you scratched... Not Joe the Plumber. What's it? Who?
Yeah, Dan. His name is...
That Larry the Cable Guy. Yes.
I always heard he's a nice guy.
They're funny, but I bet you that they're conservative.
They're very conservative.
Okay. Yeah. There, you know this.
Of course.
Oh.
I've slept with half of them.
Like your porn search words aren't necessarily who you are. It's just you can't help it. Sometimes I do think of Pence, but I hate him. I really hate him. I try not to hate, sexually I think about him because it.
Why?
Because
what's
I don't
wrong?
Know. It seems like he holds his breath when he comes, and there's something. I'm a perverted fuck, and that turns me on a little bit to think about.
His wife will never let you out the house.
No, I find him abhorrent. Right. I don't like people who don't look at the spirit of a thing. Like when you decide to look at kneeling NFL players and decide to not hear what they're talking about and say it's about the military. That's bullshit.
Right.
I hate that. That's one thing I really hate about.
Somehow you got right from not breathing during orgasm to kneeling for the anthem.
Yeah, well, I do not like him, but in my sexual fantasies, sometimes he appears.
You know, it's... Life is complicated.
It is complicated.
We don't know everything. Chris, did something about the Trump era make you want to revisit Bobby Kennedy's life and legacy?
He's the opposite. Uh-huh. He's a man of heart who had empathy for people. Trump can't express empathy with a widow. He doesn't have it. And Bobby would go to a black community the night that Dr. King was killed. To show empathy, you have to make yourself vulnerable. You can't just walk in and be tough with all the armor on. You've got to walk in and let yourself get hurt. And he walked into it. The cops wouldn't come in with him. Right. And I got the old tape. Do they know yet? No. He has to tell them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it was powerful. And he basically was, in his awkwardness, he was true. And he ended up saying things like, we have to say a prayer for our country and our people. But it was all like, my brother was killed by a white guy. It was awkward. And yet here he's telling people that the greatest hero in history, of their history certainly, and that he's dead and be killed by a white guy in a racist killing. And he had to tell them. And he could do it. I don't know anybody else could do that.
In light of all these sex scandals lately, what do you say about the Kennedys? Bobby and Jack were both
I don't think that's the important thing about them.
Okay, it may not be the important thing, but
people's lives.
They did things back then.
Like what? Fill me in.
Well,
just tell me. And I'll respond to each point.
Well, I think Kennedy certainly was fucking a mafia courier.
Yeah, that was a problem. But you know what? Now that you've opened it up, So Bobby's crossing it. This is really important.
You know,
Bobby's going after the rackets for 3 years of the rackets committee. He's going after the mobbed up labor guys. He's going after Giancana.
Yes, I'm a Kennedy fan.
Okay, just a point. Meanwhile, the CIA is using Giancana to get Castro. Meanwhile, the old man's asking the Giancana crowd to give him money in West Virginia. What else? It's hard to figure out anything else. I mean, Bobby's working against this, against the family on this. He's working against the CIA. He's working against his brother's girlfriend. Jack Kennedy's having sex with Giancana's girlfriend. This is a problem.
And
Bobby had to stop him from doing it.
And maybe
he had to stop the CIA from doing what they were doing.
Spy. And,
no, he was
and
the good
Marilyn Monroe, I think they both got in there.
Yeah,
I mean that's.
I don't think that's a big deal.
No.
But, I mean, in that case, I mean, there's plenty of books written about that. I wanted to write about his public life and what he did for the country.
Can I tell a quick Bobby Kennedy story?
Please do.
I was 11 years old. My parents took us to Washington so we could see the Capitol and our government. And I was 11, and I got separated from them in the Capitol building, and I went into the Senate elevator by mistake, and there's a man reading a paper there, and the door shuts, and the paper comes down, and it's Bobby Kennedy.
Wow.
And he says, "What, young man? Are you lost?" I said, "Yes, I've lost my parents." And when the elevator doors open on the next floor, he took me to the Capitol Police so that they could put the radio out that there's a child. And then he stayed there with me until my parents came, talking to me about Michigan and the senators from Michigan and all this.
And that's why you're a liberal today.
And that's why.
That's him.
All right. Thank you, everybody. It was a great week for us.
Yes! Great week!
A great week for us. That's all. Give ourselves.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.